Hello and welcome to week 5. This is our final week together and I am so excited to give you tons of information. And what I'm going to be focusing on this week are a couple of things. So the first segment is going to be about tracking and budget. So how to track your money, how to budget your money, and then I'm going to go into lots of ideas on how that you can find work so that you can make money without that corporate job. Now the reason I want to focus first on the tracking and the budget is because I want you to have some numbers in your mind when you go about finding this new work so that it can meaningfully contribute to your life, right? So as opposed to just randomly going out and saying, oh, this job sounds good and making, you know, $5 an hour, it could be more informed for you to understand exactly how much money that you need and then be able to work out, you know, how many hours that you would need to work at what given fee to make the numbers that you need. So that's the why I'm going in the order that I am going. And if you think about the whole program, again, the reason I didn't just jump out and give you a bunch of ideas on how to find work is because I believe that all these other steps that I've been talking to you about are essential to know and to go through before you go about using the ideas that I'm going to share with you. As you can see, it is a beautiful day here in the middle of winter. I am in again in Kerikeri in the north of New Zealand. So since it is so beautiful, it's been raining a lot, but with this weather, I was able to come outside again. So I am by the lake on the property, which is absolutely beautiful, very excited. So happy to share with you a little bit of more scenery today. So let's jump right into this week's lesson. And I'm going to start, as I mentioned, with how to track your money. So the reason that you want to do this, and it's so important, is being able to understand how much you spend and how much you earn and seeing the overall package and really, really being honest about every nickel and dime that you spend gives you a ton of power in managing the flow of money. So in an earlier lesson, I spoke to you about the flow of money, the money in and the money out. Well, you need to know exactly how much money is going out so that you can modify, increase, decrease, etc., and know where the money is going so that you can shift things around to be able to be prepared. You know, for the lack of a corporate job, you're going to have to spend a little bit differently to match and align with the way that you're earning now. So let's find out where most of your money goes. And as I mentioned, this section has two pieces. It's going to look at tracking, how to track, and then how to set a budget, both of which are essential as you go forward and find work. So step number one is you can use either the spreadsheet that I provided for you in this module, or you can use whatever spreadsheet or method that you find easier. But the important piece here is to track everything that you spend. So at the very least, check out the spreadsheet that I've placed in your membership area because it gives you a lot of categories that you might miss. You are free to change the way things are worded or put different things in different buckets, whatever aligns with you. But really look at all of those categories because it's really easy to overlook something that you're spending, and this spreadsheet will really help you remember all the little things that you spend. And obviously you can look at your bank accounts, you can look at your credit card statements, so whatever methods that you buy things, if you use PayPal, Venmo, whatever, you should be looking at all of those statements to correlate with whatever numbers you're writing down so that everything matches and you get a really true sense. The first part is to get a really true sense of your monthly expenses, everything that you are currently spending month by month, and add up the totals, right? The total monthly expenses, and ideally you can have the annual outlook so you get an idea of how much money that you've been spending monthly and annually. Something really powerful clicks when you get a hold of that information. So that's the first step. The second step is to list your top three spending categories. So probably it's something like rent and groceries, and your third one could be Could be clothing, could be classes, could be cable television or your phone, something like that. That's probably around the three areas that I would expect to see highest expenditures. So write down the top three, and you might actually want to kind of look at the top five even to get a sense of where most of your money is going. The third step is to now look at all of the categories that you've written down and jot down three to five of those categories where you feel that you could easily cut some costs. So for example, if you're eating, if you're actually in the pandemic eating out a lot, or it's something that historically you did a lot of, maybe you ate out 6 out of 7 days a week, maybe you could cut that back and grocery shop more and cook at home. If you just kind of look at this is where those nice to have buckets come in. Look at the expenditures that you're making. And again, this isn't necessarily about cutting everything out. It's okay to have some fun, but it may be about reducing expenditures in significant areas. So this will help you again with the money out. So it reduces anxiety when you have less money coming in, or if you've been laid off, possibly no money coming in. So again, this is a great way to reduce some anxiety. Also, once you've done all of this, so you've written down the top categories of your spending, and then you've looked at the areas that you can reduce expenses, you might actually, I would suggest that you plot out some ideas. Let's say that there's picking on the dining out category, you spend $400 a week on that, and you say, you know what, I could deal with, I'll just go out once, and that makes it from $400 down to like $25. So now you can recalculate what a monthly expense might look like if you reduce those expenses. So again, another powerful tool, if you say are spending $3,000 a month and you suddenly see that just by cutting, you know, something here, something there, your $3,000 goes down to $2,200, that's really powerful. So take a look at that and try that exercise. Step number four is to compare your income to your expenses. You want to make sure, ideally, that your income is higher than your expenses, or at the very least, if you have savings to offset some of those expenses, then understand how many months the savings is going to help you out with your current expenses. And again, if you reduce those expenses, you'll see that your savings will last you longer, as I've spoken about before. Again, during my life as a nomad, when I radically reduced my expenses, it was very powerful to see how much longer I could expand my travels because I was making money last a lot longer. So again, whether you are you have lost your job, or whether you are hoping to quit and go do something more meaningful, this is a really powerful tool for you to do. So make sure that you understand right now, what is your income? How does it align with your expenses? Because again, you're gonna have to do some rematching, especially if your income is lower. Again, if you have the savings to offset, then you can look at those numbers. But if you don't have that savings, you really need to think about, you know, it's not just, can I get rid of nice to haves? Now it's getting really serious about, like, I absolutely have to reduce, and you see the amount now that you have to reduce your expenses by, and you need to now go in and figure out where that money is going to come out of. So, but still, it's really powerful to know, wow, I need to make up an extra $1,500 a month. Here's where I'm spending the most money. Ah, and I can take, you know, a little $300 here, $500 there. So again, it gives you a lot of power. Okay, now we can move on to budgeting. Once you know your income and your expenses, the next step is your budget. Step number one, you want to use your current numbers, your current expenses, and your current income, and create spending limits that go along with what you currently have available for you. So if you have, if you're earning $5,000 a month, then you can look at the different categories where you're spending money, and you can say, okay, maximum rent expense is $2,000, food is $300, and so forth. I'm just throwing out numbers. Obviously, yours will be completely different. So, but again, this is the exercise, is to look at, you know, what's the income that I have, and looking at these categories where I need to spend money, what's the maximum amount that I can spend, keeping in check with my income. And of course, if you're earning $5,000, you have to make also the decision, are you spending all $5,000, or will you be putting, say, 10% of it into a savings account with money that you can't touch, as I mentioned in an earlier lesson, so that you still have some savings that you're building while you're also planning out this budget. Step number two. So first, we looked at the budget based on your current, if you saved and were cutting back a bit. Now, try creating a budget based on your ideal expenses. So this is probably not the time where you can, you know, move into the mansion that you wanted and get the private jet. but this could be a time where, you know, instead of eating out only once a week, maybe ideally you wish you could eat out four times a week. Maybe ideally you want 100 channels of television instead of 20. So look also at the budget. What happens if you go to some of your ideals? What does that budget look like? And write that down. And now you're ready for step three, which is to determine the income that you need. So scenario A, if you go with lowering your expenses, how much income do you need to be able to afford that budget? And scenario B, if you map out your ideal budget and a little bit more comfort, let's say, how much income do you need to match that budget? So again, these numbers are going to be really useful to you. And again, when you do that, you should also consider the savings part. And the worksheet also that's available to you with this module hopefully gives you an easier way to see this laid out. So I do suggest at least look at that to get an understanding of how I'm recommending that you lay this out. So the idea is that when you do these exercises, you come away understanding now that you actually can live, let's say, on $2,500 per month, but you'd like to live on $3,700 a month. Just again, throwing out numbers. But so now you understand, so when I think about finding work, you know, if I'm not gonna get like $10,000, $20,000 a month, that's okay, because all I really need is $2,500 or $3,700 per month, and that becomes more accessible. And as you go and you look for the different buckets of work, you can probably much more easily attain these budget numbers, which allow you to live the way that either a more moderate lifestyle or a slightly different but more luxurious lifestyle than, again, not maybe not as luxurious as in corporate, but perhaps you can have a little bit of a better budget than just cutting everything and, you know, feeling like you're cutting costs everywhere. So this piece of our training was actually super, super important. I want to make sure that you give it some time and you go through these numbers. So please take your worksheets out, map out these numbers, map out your spending and expenses, do your tracking, do your budgeting, and then I'm gonna come back in the next video with ideas on making money. So get ready.